Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheam, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned, earned, and returned in the past decades, years, months of every experience, of every book, of every seminar, of every insight that I've ever had in my life, and sharing it with you in the depths of my soul to give to you so you can enlighten yourself, enhance yourself, advance yourself, upgrading yourself, because this is a podcast where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible, and ultimately giving of yourself, inspiring others to do the same so we together can make 1 + 1 = 3. In the mathematical sense, that cannot be true, but in the divine sense, 1 + 1, where two people come together on a common purpose, common goal, common objective, common inspiration, man, when two or three people come together, man, magic happens, miracles are made. And so this is what we're here to do, is transform your ideas, your insights, your gifts and talents into real and raw experiences so you can be fulfilled, meaningful, and give of yourself the best of what you have learned in return. So thank you for joining us on this podcast, presented to you by Anthony Cheam and Cameron Dubé from Chatham. What's up, my friend? How you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. So I'm doing very good. Just had a realization last night, and we said this off camera, but I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. Recently, I have been sort of trusting my intuition and surrendering to the universe and just feeling like I'm guided, like I'm on a mission, like I'm on a purpose, and I feel that excitement within me. And naturally, I started making music, which was great. It feels awesome, and it feels like me. It feels like I'm expressing myself, and there's almost nothing better than writing a song, just getting that written and playing it and putting it together. It's just amazing for me. But I noticed slowly that these fears started to creep up and disguise themselves. And basically they were saying like, oh, you better make music, or, you know, people will forget about you, or you better make music, or you're going to be homeless, or you better make music, or, you know, who are you if you're not making, you know, like these weird, yeah. I'm afraid of being worthless, afraid of being a nobody, I'm afraid of being poor, I'm afraid of, you know, all these things. And it's just so weird how they disguise themselves into, literally the desire to make music, which is the thing that I hold dear to my heart. So it was so deceiving. And Anthony had a really, really good thing to say about that I just, you know, I can't put it into your words, but you go ahead, Anthony.
You know, I've learned to navigate myself, Cameron, through those uncertain times. You know, it reminds me of that quote by Nietzsche, says you must have chaos and uncertainty in your life in order to give birth to a dancing star. And it's so profound to me that, you know, our fears, our worries, our uncertainties debilitate us. But in reality, they're actually meant to go deeper into ourselves and what we really want, and ask ourselves the questions, why am I really doing this? Why am I really, what is my deepest intentionality about why I play music, why I write music? Because it could, and then from the deepest centered place of who you are, the God self, the highest self, the most, the indestructible self, then answers and calls out to me and answers and says, because this is your unique delivery system to give to the world, your unique expression of love, right? And for me, I think it's very important that we not just stand up to ourselves, but we ask yourself those questions. Why am I really doing this? Am I doing this because I have to write another book, because I want my name plastered on some billboard, or am I doing this because really at the deepest part of me, God's telling me to do this, or love is calling, I'm being drawn into, purpose is calling me to. And I think it's very, very, for me, is being able to trust in those untrusting times, right? It's finding certainty in uncertain times. It's being able to love when you're just hating yourself. That's when you probably need it the most. And I think you, Cam, I appreciate you being so honest about your trivialities and some of your toughest struggles, because you're not the only one that goes through that. I go through that. Every human being shares those same fears as you do. Fear of not being loved, fear of not being enough, fear of not having enough money, fear of not having enough food, fear of people forgetting about you, fear of getting old, fear of dying, right? Fear that you haven't lived a fulfilling and meaningful life. Well, what sort of brings me back to centeredness is asking myself those questions. Why was I brought here? I'm meant to do something. I'm meant to do something, and I'm going to serve and continue to serve and continue to serve. And when that fear comes up, I stand up to the fear. Wow, why am I fearful so much? And then I switch off. I reframe my fear to as a trigger to ask myself the question: how can I be of greater service? How can I use this fear to be of greater service to the people around me? How could I use it rather than the fear use me? How can I then dive into my fear and become a more loving, compassionate, and courageous person in my times of doubt and despair? And the reality is, could you, let me kind of step back for a second. If, you know, that's like one question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail or fear? What would you do? And it's like this question, you're like, wow, geez, I would go for broke. I would do anything. Right. And what would you do if money wasn't an issue? What's the career path that you'd go on? If, right? Yeah, exactly. So, you know, because, I mean, I'll give you another example. I had a client recently, and I'm going to keep her name private. But we were talking about, you know, her particular passions and stuff. And she had a particular passion, and her current job, like, we went through a sort of analysis of her job and how it wasn't really meeting her needs and stuff. And we, like, it was obvious why she wasn't fulfilled. And then we talked about what she was passionate about, and she got really excited. I go, maybe that's a sign that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing and doing something else, right? And doing that actually thing that actually meets all your needs, provides a sense of joy and fulfillment, contribution. And she feels like, so, like, man. And I asked her, if money wasn't an issue, what would you be doing? And she said, bah, 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 I would do this. And she had a big smile on her face and said, then maybe that's a sign that you should do something absolutely radical in that direction and do something radical and be free of it, right?
Yeah, the crazy thing is like, usually when you have that excitement, there's that fear holding you back, saying, no, yes, don't do that. The weird thing about what's happening with me is the fear is not holding me back. The fear is pushing me far deeper than I feel comfortable. Like, it's like, rushing me, actually. That's what I meant to say. Yes. It's rushing me. The fear is like, get it done. You shouldn't be doing this, shouldn't be doing that. You should be dedicated to this passion of yours. And it's weird how it's not fear that says, no, don't make music. What will they think of you? It's like, make music or else you're worthless or whatever.
Okay. So maybe, and because music is such a deep-seated, entrenched part of who you are, it's like a third arm for you, you know? Yeah, right? Yeah, maybe write a song about it. Maybe write an actual song about the fear and describe it, because some of the best poems that's ever been written and some of the best songs that I've ever connected with were songs where they were in deep, you can tell they were in deep despair after a breakup or after a loss of a son or a child or the birth of a son or a child, or really falling in love for the first time and they're writing about that experience of being completely in ecstasy, right? And maybe write a song, because music and singing is your delivery system, use the fear. Right? Use that fear and write about it and sing about it and then transform the fear. Right? And it's like you're making room, as I was talking about before the show started, Jesus says, make room for both the weeds and the wheat. Make room both for the love and the fear, and then use the fear, right? So obviously in nature, it's there. If God only made everything beautiful and didn't make the dandelions, well, the dandelions are there too. They're included in the universe, and we got to appreciate those. They may not look aesthetically pleasing to the human eye, but to the divine eye, they are absolutely magnificent. Because they have the divine DNA of God in them, just as much as the divine DNA is within me and within you and within every living sentient being that is out there, including the people that are listening to this podcast. And I think what's important for us to realize as human beings, and even in our deepest, and I have to say, some of the greatest music, some of the greatest books were written when the people were in the most despair moments. Nelson Mandela, in the 27 years of being in prison, he was drawing from the deepest core of himself the greatest that God had for him 27 years later when he finally got out. Gandhi, you know, Mother Teresa, St. Francis, Jesus Christ, Buddha, Lao Tzu, you can name them all. They had deep levels of despair, of suffering, of just being crushed. The dark night of the soul, as they call it. And I think, you know, I and by the way, so Queen Bee actually said on Instagram, she said, hey, I'm at the bookstore, any recommendations? That one book that you read, I read too there, Cam. And Anita Morjani's Dying to Be Me. Fantastic book, man. It will literally get you to kind of just, it'll clear away the fog and open a door to a different possibility about what spirituality is and her experiences in near-death experience. So great, great book, great, great read. But I think also that for us to really understand life, we have to understand every element that shows up in our life: fear, doubt, love, you know, unconditional love, you know, forbidden lust. We all have those elements inside of us, and we have to be able to live within that, in those too, and respect all of them, not deny them, not play this game like I'm perfect and everything's fine, and what's in psychology called spiritual bypass, and a lot of people do. And the New Age wisdom, they talk about this, just be positive. Everything's gonna be fine. That's not true. Nothing can be further from the truth, actually. I can tell you that, because I've been in this industry for that long, for like 20 years and reading books and going, it's not just about being positive. Can you include the dark side? And that's the key to it. That's the yin and the yang they talk about, right? And just saying, I'm positive, everything's fine. Anyone out there that put up their hand that have said affirmations like that, everything's great, it might be okay, like The Secret says, for a while, but disaster will come. You can, as soon as a wave hits its peak, it's on its way down. It can't be sunny all the time. There's going to be storms. There's going to be winter times, right? It's learning to navigate ourselves and understand the lessons within those dark places and those shadow places, right?
You said what you can get out of it, right?
Like, yes.
Like whether that be a song or a story or even a lesson that you could help somebody else with, or even just experience, you could take that with you. I don't know. Like I think there's always something to take from these dark moments. And I also think that the point of it is all integration, like you said, just making it all one. Like when you said in an earlier podcast that you know, the universe is all made up of the same thing of divine intelligence, like. That's what it is. It's just one thing. And if we're all one, then trying to pick and choose things and compartmentalize and like edge the bad out and keep the good, it doesn't work. You have to realize that in your being, you're all centered as one. You can't say, okay, I like everything, but like, I don't want my liver. You need your liver. You know, it's a part of who you are. Yep. It doesn't matter if you don't like it, it's going to be there. And I think that releasing resistance is so important, because like who said that? Abraham Hicks says this all the time. It's like putting your boat in the water and swimming against rapids, like trying to row your boat against rapids rather than going with the flow of things. And when we push away our fears, when we push away our pain, when we deny it, especially like when we say, no, I'm not an angry person, this is not happening, that it's like, you're angry, man, accept it. And most of all, find a way to love it, like actually love it. Like I know you say that all the time. It's not easy to sit there and be afraid of something and say, you know what, fear, I love you. Like, how is that even that? It takes a lot of courage. It's so weird how that seems lazy. Seems lazy to just be like, I love you, fear. But it's actually, it takes a lot of surrender, a lot of letting go, a lot of accepting too. Because a lot of people, they just have this idea in their head of what life should be like, this idea in their head of what they should feel like. And when it is not up to par, it's like, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to feel this. I'm not going to accept this. Yet through accepting is that's what creates the bridge to what you want, you know, is through just laying it to rest or whatever. But that's, you know, just a few words.
No, I think, you know, which is why we go back to meditation and contemplation and finding a deep space in your day where you can meditate or be mindful. Because when you calm that monkey mind from all these thoughts and fears, when the fog clears from all those thoughts and the craziness of your chaotic mind, and you then delve deeper into the higher mind, the alpha, the theta, and the divine delta mind, everything seems so clear. Like, there's been times in my meditation where I was like, wow, the answers are, I didn't say anything. Nothing was said to me verbally, but there was an insight, an intuition that was like, wow, I am love. I came from love. I am love. And so was everybody else. That's amazing. And I didn't have to read a book. I didn't have to go to a seminar for me to get that insight. I just had to go into that deep silent space of just separating myself for a moment from that craziness, calming my body, my mind down, connecting and tuning into what's already there, the music that's already playing, and allowing the music then to unfold and emerge through my consciousness. And then it just so happens, it just comes out. And just like the words I'm speaking right now, I don't know where they're coming from. I take no pleasure and I no credit for what I say or what I do. Truthfully, I don't. I really don't. It's like people are like, man, it's amazing. You wrote 4 books. And I'm like, I scratched my head. I'm like, you could do that too. I mean, I'm being honest with you. You could probably write a better book than I could. Really? Like, really? I truly believe you could do it. And you know, I what's in me is in you. You know, Jesus says, even the least among you can do all that I've done and greater things. I mean, why would Jesus say that? I mean, the Christ, St. Paul said it best, you know, I mean, being a preacher here, says, let the consciousness that is within Christ Jesus, where we are all one. Let the consciousness be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, that we may all be one. Christ, Jesus was a moment in time, a human being, but the Christ consciousness is in everything. The divine DNA, call it divine DNA, Buddha nature, Tao, whatever you want to call it. It's in everything and everyone. And I remember just thinking for a moment, if you could start to see the beauty and the divinity in the dandelions outside. And I told you this before, Cameron, I think I should write a book called The Day the Dandelion Spoke to Me. And it really was a moment of surrender where I was like, wow, I saw the dandelions as the sun hit them. And they, all of a sudden they would go like this and they go, ooh, and they perked up and they blossomed. I was like, wow, that's how God is, right? It's like we let the sun shine within us, this light that includes the darkness, right? Because the fact that we can see right now, the fact that we can see everything in the material world, we may not know this, but there's a combination of light and darkness. Because if it was absolutely dark, we couldn't see anything. If it was absolutely light, we couldn't see anything. So there's a combination of light and darkness that right now as we speak. That's pure integration. It's in nature. And I really, in that moment, for that few seconds, which felt like eternity, I literally felt the dandelions pulling me in saying, wow, nice to meet you. It was like, this sounds cool. And I started that day, I was like speaking to like bugs and worms that day. And it was like weird. I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know? And I saw a snail and I was like looking at the snail and I became like a kid again. And I was like, oh, that's a cool. And I'm like, what's going on, snail? I mean, this little snail is traveling 5 feet. That must be a full day's work for the snail. And I'm just like having this crazy conversation. Most people think I was crazy, but I was really connecting to the deepest part of what's in our universe. And I had a deep, and there was no want or desire in me to go, oh, I have to achieve this. I got to make this happen. I got to make this much money. There was none of that. I was just enjoying the moment for what it is. And I just loved it. It was a great moment. And why it left or why I left that was simply because I allowed myself to start to go back into the daily, stresses of life, back into, I got to have this order. And which again, I include that too, because we need that too as well. Because the reality is, if we didn't have rational, critical, scientific thinking, we would not be able to do this podcast. The people that invented computers, those are the high left brain scientific people, engineers, science. We need that too. I'm not saying exclude that. I'm saying we can use that. But as far as spirituality goes, the left brain can't really serve you well. Okay. I'm just letting you know that. But the left brain has, again, I'm including that as well. So hopefully that gives you guys some insight as to how to use your fear, how to use your uncertainty, the power of uncertainty, the power of fear, the power of your doubts, and integrate them. And you'll live much more peaceful and blissful and much more serene. I mean, today's May 23rd. And I know my virtue of the month was calmness, and I've been doing pretty good, even despite not feeling the greatest. And I've told you this before, people, on previous podcasts, that if you practice a virtue like calmness, and you're really centered and paying attention to that, you realize that practicing of that virtue reveals how uncalm you actually are. If you practice patience, that practicing of the patience reveals how actually impatient you are. If you practice love, and I'm going to say it, the more you love, the more you realize you aren't that loving, right? So, or you practice forgiveness. Wow, that will reveal how unforgiving you are. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So only the deepest, if you really want to go on a spiritual journey, you know, take one virtue and practice for that month, and it will stretch you. That month will stretch you. But then, man, after 30 days of practicing that, man, you'll have grown so much in character and strength and discipline, all those good things that allow us to live our life with discipline and success and happiness and meaningful lives, you know? So any extra words there, Cam?
You know, I think that was a lovely way to wrap up this podcast. And I hope that the people out there, you know, just don't resist it. Just be gentle with yourself. In this culture, at least, we are really hard on ourselves when it comes to achievement, when it comes to being a certain way. Maybe it's up to par to your parents' expectations or society's expectations or whatever that might be. But just be gentle with yourself. Take your time. It's fine. You've got time. We're okay. And if you need, and I think it's also very important to talk to people. Yeah. Go talk to people. Yeah. I think if you want the next episode, I think we should go back around to the whole... the importance of people in your life, because we haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah.
And I think it's massively overlooked, especially when everybody is in your pocket, in your phone. And so I don't need to talk to your face. I don't need to give you a hug. I could just message you when I need you. You know, it's like the importance of having individuals in your life is paramount. So...
Well, you know what, I will segue that, and it's like someone sends you an emoji of a kiss and a hug. Is it the same thing as actually someone actually giving you one? No, it's not, right? So the power of presence, the power of real kinesthetic live, it's like going to a live rock concert versus watching it on TV. It's like a totally different vibe when you're actually there, or whatever concert or play or movie, whatever you're watching, or live sporting event. There's something to be said about being in the presence of other people. And appreciating those people while they're there. So, well, yeah, we'll talk about the next podcast. So thank you again for joining us on this beautiful day on the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. To your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys to your endeavors and beyond. Have an amazing day.